Either you have gone through, those of you who have been Muslim for a while, like myself, or things that you might go through for those of you thinking about converting or who have recently converted, inshallah. To start from the beginning, Allah has blessed you with the opportunity to accept Islam, if you have accepted Islam or if you're about to accept Islam. Which means you should always realize, no matter what happens in your life, that you are blessed. It doesn't matter whether you are rich, whether you graduate, get your PhD, it doesn't matter what necessarily you do in your life, from here on out, you've been blessed. And why have you been blessed? Because, as the Prophet ﷺ tells us, those of us who are believers, inshallah, as long as we believe in Allah and believe in the Prophet ﷺ, then inshallah, we will get paradise. So that is the greatest blessing anyone can ask for. It's a blessing that nothing in this world will satisfy or can compare to. So with that in mind, you have an idea. No matter how hard life gets, always remember that, because life will get hard. Alhamdulillah, after you accept Islam, life might get harder than before. You will love the beauty of Islam, and you will find out things about yourself that you never knew existed. But that doesn't mean it won't come with some hardships. This is inevitable. It's part of life. Allah Azzawajal says in the Quran, He has created every man and human being in toil, meaning you're going to struggle. Even after you accept Islam, I know some brothers and sisters, they expect to accept Islam, and after that, they expect life to be total ease. Because they say, Alhamdulillah, before I wasn't worshiping Allah, I was worshiping idols or people. Now I'm worshiping Allah alone. So because of that, Allah will make my life easy. I won't have to have any problems, I'll have a great job, I'll find a spouse, I don't already have a spouse, and everything will be perfect, because now I'm following the religion of Allah. This is a misconception. Your life will change, and your life will change for the better. But your life will not be perfect. Brothers and sisters, no one's life will be perfect until they enter Jannah. Even the Prophet ﷺ, the best of us, he lost children, he lost his wife, he lost family members, he was made fun of, he was tortured, he was beaten. All of these things happen to the best of creation, our Prophet ﷺ. So if they happen to him, of course, some bad things might happen to us as well. And we shouldn't take these bad things and think that, oh, maybe Allah hates me, or why is Allah doing this to me? Brothers and sisters, Allah is purifying us with these hardships. And if we have the right aqidah, if we have the right mindset, then these things will bring us closer to Allah. And if we have the wrong aqidah, if we have the wrong mindset, then in some cases, these things might push us away from Allah. So that's the one thing that I want us all to take, and me and myself as well, from this, is that no matter what happens, remember the mercy and the blessing that Allah has given you. That's the first thing every new Muslim should hold on to. Secondly, is knowledge. Being a Muslim, you have to gain knowledge. The first ayah ever revealed to the Prophet ﷺ was Iqra, Bismi Rabbi Khaladhi Khalad, meaning read in the name of your Lord who created you. So we have to read. We have to read Quran. We have to read Hadith. We have to read Tafsir. We have to read Fiqh. Now, of course, we all have different lives. Some of us have children. Some of us have full-time jobs. Some of us work at home. Regardless of what you do with your time, whether you're a full-time worker or not, you have to read. You have to gain knowledge about Islam. Being a Muslim, you should want to read. How can you learn about your religion if you don't read? You shouldn't just... Islam is different from other religions in that the impetus is on you as well as on others to teach you, but the impetus is also on you to learn and to act, because there's no way you'll learn from osmosis. The revelation has finished. There are no more prophets. There are no more revelation. You won't be able to sit at home and learn about Islam just by daydreaming. No, you have to read text. You have to read books. So the question comes, well, what do I read first? Who do I read from? These are questions which every Muslim has. Now, before you start reading, you must first make the right intention. Allah tells us, إِنَّمَا أَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. Indeed, all actions are based, and the reward will be based on the intention. So, you accepted Islam, alhamdulillah. Now you want to learn about Islam. Why do you want to learn about Islam? Do you want to be a better Muslim? Do you want to be a complete Muslim? Or do you want to learn about Islam because now that you've accepted Islam, people are asking questions and you don't want to look stupid? So instead of you looking stupid, so okay, I'm going to study Islam, so if anyone asks me any questions, I can argue against them and I can make them look silly. That's not the purpose of learning. The purpose of learning is to make you a better Muslim, bring you closer to Allah, and inshallah to bring others closer to Allah as well. So the intention is the second thing that you have to always keep in mind being a Muslim. The first thing is the mercy. Because a believer has two wings. It's a wing on the left and a wing on the right. I say the wing on the right is hope, and the wing on the left is fear. So you have to always keep in mind Allah's mercy, as well as always also fear the hellfire, because that's something that none of us want to go into. And if we read the wrong things, if we have the wrong intentions, even being Muslim doesn't guarantee that you won't touch the hellfire. It takes more than that. It takes iman, it takes intentions, it takes actions. The heart plays a factor in all of these things, and your shahada brings you closer to Jannah. But no one can say, as a new Muslim, you can't say, okay, I accepted the deen. Khalas. I don't have to pray, I don't have to fast, I don't have to go on hajj. You don't have to do any of that. Aki, I'm Muslim, I said my shahada, I'm done. Aki. That's just the beginning. That's just the beginning of the journey. It goes on from there. So, we want to enter Jannah. For some of us, that might be the only reason we accepted Islam. We read about Jannah, and we say, oh, that's where I want to be. You know, that might be, hopefully that's not the only reason. That could be one of many reasons, and hopefully that's not the only reason. But inshallah, that's a reason we all have. We all want to enter Jannah. No one wants to enter the hellfire. So, how do we enter that? First, again, we start with the intention, keeping in mind Allah's mercy when we go through the hardships. Because you will go through hardships being a new Muslim. You'll go through hardships learning. You will find things out. You will make mistakes. You will make errors. This is natural. You're a human being. You're not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're not perfect. You will make mistakes. The key in making these mistakes is realizing that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and there is a goal that you're trying to reach. So, to wrap this up, two things, two recommendations to any new Muslim, whether it's a brother or sister. I want you, one, to keep in mind that no matter what happens after this, Allah has blessed you with Islam. Just ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu rasulullah is a blessing. So always keep that in mind. Secondly, always look back at your intention. Why did you accept Islam? Why are you studying? Why are you reading? Why are you doing this? Always look back at it. And inshallah, if you have the right intention, you'll get the reward. You might not get the result, but inshallah, you will get the reward. So with that being said, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, may Allah reward you and reward me. May Allah bring both of us closer to Islam. May Allah increase in both of us the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love for our ummah, which is in dire need of love and help, and also the love for all the previous prophets and the angels and the books. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.